Good evening. Thank you for listening. I will bring you up to date on various stocks, bond, currency and commodity price changes and give highlights of today's news. Please subscribe to the podcast for automatic downloads. As of 6:06 p.m. stock markets were lower. Standard & Poor's Toronto Stock Exchange Index was down 210.12 points to 21,899.99. Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 475.84 points to 37,983.24. The NASDAQ was down 304.5 points to 18,003.49. Standard & Poor's 500 Index was down 75.65 points to 5,123.41. VIX futures are up 0.71 points to 17.05. Asia and Europe. The Nikkei 225 in Japan is up 122 points to 39,567. The China Seas. I-300 is down 28.41 points to 3,475.84. The DAX in Germany was down 50.33 points to 17,904.15. The CAC 40 in France was down 12.91 points to 8,010.83. The FTSE 100 in London was up 71.78 points to 7,995.58. Commodity markets. Gold is down $12.55 to $2,360.15. Silver is down 27 cents to $27.97. Crude oil is up 43 cents to $85.45. Copper is up 6 cents to $4.31. Natural gas is down $0.00 to $1.77. May corn closed at $4.35 and a half. May soybeans closed at $11.74. May wheat closed at $5.56. The Canadian dollar is 1.3773. The Canadian 2-year bond yield is 4.21. The Canadian 10-year bond yield is 3.68. The United States 2-year bond yield is 4.89. The United States 10-year bond yield is 4.51. Bitcoin is at $67,015.50. Highlights of today's news. United States consumer confidence deteriorates in April. Nutrient plans exit from Argentina and Chile. Canada's AAA credit rating at risk from deeper deficit. Royal Bank says Canada's banking regulator announces cap on banks' mortgages to highly indebted borrowers. Alberta looks into selling liquor in grocery and convenience stores. Again, thanks for listening. For automatic downloads, please subscribe on a podcast app or platform. And please consider leaving a rating on the podcast app or platform. It helps grow the show. Thank you.